Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is Dr. John Stamey, and we've got pro wrestling interviews. We've got a great show tonight featuring the awesome wrestler Sinister, and I am going to turn it over to the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, the one, the only, what's his name, the amazing Velvet. How are you tonight, Velvet?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Keep an eye on the lines. We're looking for some other people to join, but until then,
that's right.
Okay, we have Todd Saxon in Indiana. What's up, Todd?
Hey, just sitting here chilling out and feeling outstanding to Supernatural. Happy to
all
be
right.
here.
Right. As always, we're glad you're here. And all the way up in Virginia, we have the professor of wrestling, Steve Logan. What's happening, Steve?
Just listening in, catching your pay-per-view on mute. Just glad to be here.
Cool, man, cool. And is the one and only Sinister. And as of last week, I've had phone calls and text and everything about Sinister that people want to hear this part too. So, Sinister, are you ready for tonight?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Bring it.
All right, he's ready. Everybody's ready. So, without further ado, let me ask you this before we go get crazy here, because it will. What do you got coming up? And what about the Bad Boys of Wrestling? What do they got coming up?
Well, we are trying to get a show right now at the Boys Club on the 16th, but it's not concrete yet. So
okay.
I don't know how that's coming out, but most definitely in October, we do have the three-night event at the Augusta Exchange Club Fair, which
okay.
One of those days will be the, you know, the upcoming match between Velvet, mystery partner of his choice, versus Sinister. So right now that we got that in the works. And besides that, so far, that's just about it. But we're still working on the Boys Club, trying to get a contract with them.
Right.
But don't exactly know how that's coming out. And in November, we have a legend show where we're going to have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We're going to have the Powers of Pain with Barbarian and Warlord. We're going to have Bammy, Susan Green, a lot of stars, Devolution X, a lot of people there.
Cool. Good. Good deal. So,
baby, that's
are you
serious?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So, in November, are you going to wrestle a legend?
That, for right now, all I know is they're talking contract papers between me and Johnny Swinger,
for what
I understand.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen because they're looking at an October show. So right now,
okay,
as far as wrestling legend, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, cool, cool. So we keep that in the works. So, all right. So, well, you are wrestling a legend. You're going to wrestle the Amazing Velvet. Absolutely. A legend. A Hall of Famer. A two-time Hall of Famer at that.
Well,
I just had to throw that in there. Just had to throw that in there. We are working tirelessly with our first Hall of Fame class, working on class number two. We will be talking about here in the coming months about who's in and where it's going to be and how it's going to be and all that. So stay tuned for that. So, Sinister, you were telling me that I could get anybody I wanted to come.
Uh-huh.
So I could get the Big Show if I wanted to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not scared of him. The Maestro, I could get him.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
I could get L.A. Tank.
Yeah.
Big Game James.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people I could ask to be my partner. So, I mean, and you welcome it.
Oh, yeah. But like I said,
okay.
Years ago, I don't know who was it in that match between us, because I got blindsided. Someone clipped my leg. And when I looked up, all I knew was a 1, 2, and a 3.
So, listen, not to cry over spilt milk. That was a long time ago. Let's not worry about that. Okay, that's over. We got to worry about the future. We got to worry about the here and the now. How's that? That's over with. Let's move on. Let's talk about now. So, regarding my partner, which I'm not going to divulge, obviously, you just don't care. So you're welcoming a beatdown, is what you're telling me.
Well, I wouldn't say a beatdown because, I don't never go empty-handed. You should know
Yeah, but see, here's my thing. Okay, you say that, right? As big as you are, why in the world that you couldn't handle a little pit squeak that you had wrestle you in the main event at the Bad Boys of Wrestling and you had to use brass knuckles? You didn't need that. He wasn't in your league. You were 3 times his size. You could have easily tossed him around like a rag doll, but yet you decided, hey, I'm just going to use these brass knuckles and c'est la vie. Doesn't make sense to me, as big as you are. You're a monster of a man. You have a jiu-jitsu background. You have an MMA background and a professional wrestling background. So where's the disconnect of why I need to use a weapon?
Well, you know why. It's the same problem they had with a lot of the great superstars. The same problem they had with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Everything was political. If it's not Mike Ellison, the chairman, or the G, or the overseer, Rebecca Ellison, they always put in this crap. Every time I wrestle somebody, they don't never tell me who it is, and then they throw me in the loop and hoping that I get taken out the championship picture. They've always done that. And then you got the boys in the back who's been plotting from day one to figure out how are we going to get him put out the game? That's why I do what I do. I'm looking out for number one. I'm looking out for me.
Okay. Well, that I can respect that. Okay. But, Dr. John, there's somebody in the queue, I believe.
There is? Where are they? There we go. In the queue is none other than the one, the only, Papa Stroh. How are you doing tonight, Papa Stroh?
Great to be here with you guys. Hope you guys know well. Great seeing you on here, Sinister, man. I hope you're doing well, man.
Oh, appreciate it. Same to you, my friend. Same to you as always. We just on here discussing Luke Bendis for something that happened in the past.
Don't get too chummy, okay? Because he might be my mystery partner against you, since you want to do a 2-on-1. Like I said, he could be it. It could be Tank. It could be Big Game James. It could be the Big Show. You don't know who I'm bringing. So that's number one. So
it could be Papa Stroh. It could be Fruit of the Loom.
It could be Fruit of the Loom. That's right. We would all have ballers. Supported. So let me catch Papa Stroh up to speed. Sinister is a mountain of a man. He's big, and he's telling us that he has to do what he has to do because of the powers that be are just not in his corner, not in his favor. So he's wrestling against a little guy, and he could have tossed him around like a rag doll, but he knocked him out with a pair of brass knuckles. don't understand it, but I understand what he's saying. He's looking out for number one.
Man, I missed all the action.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, you did. So, anyway.
Yeah, I've been there before, though. I know how I feel.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go, Senator.
Yeah.
He's been there. He's been there. So he's gonna help you out there for a minute. So, Senator, who is the champion at Bad Boys Wrestling?
That would be Johnny Swinger.
Johnny Swinger is the champion.
Oh, Johnny Swinger! I'll be doggone. He's a champion.
So
wow,
he's a champion.
Imagine that.
So, have you wrestled him before, or this will be the first?
Oh no, I wrestled him before.
Okay, so in other words, you have a little history, and you're not going to let history repeat itself. So you're basically going to take that title by hook or by crook is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? You think about it. Here we got an Impact superstar from Impact Wrestling. He came to this company talking about he's going to be the next big thing. He's the hardest thing out there. He's the swinger man, and no one can do it like he could. So we got in a little heated exchange. He made a little promo saying that he was going to take my title. I made a promo saying that I was going to put my foot so deep in his behind, everybody's going to think we was married. So we had gotten into a little scuffle, and after that scuffle, we just went back and forth. Now, yeah, I admit he did take my title from me. I give it to him, but the only reason why he won that title is because when I had him pinned, the referee was going 1, 2, and before he could get to 3, he claimed he had to sneeze. And I'm waiting for the 3 count. And I'm trying to see why in the world the referee didn't count the 3. Here come Mike Ellison running down my ringside, knowing he had something to do with it. As soon as I turned around, I got the single combo. Next thing I know, I'm 1, 2, 3. My title is gone, and I don't even know what to do. I go to the president trying to figure out what's going on. I got the lawyers involved, and all of a sudden, oh, well, you just have to wait your turn and fight your way up the ranks. Okay, now I'm all the way down to the bottom of the list, and I got to get my way back up to the top to claim what was rightfully mine that I never lost in the first place. That's why I do the dirty stuff that I do. And who can blame me?
Well, I can.
He's got a point.
He's got a good point. He does have a good point. But
I'm on the sinister side here.
Yeah. We all know you like the heel. We know. You like Granny Hulkster and all that. We know. Your NWO heel, Granny Hulkster.
That's me.
So, does anybody want to jump in here real quick, ask a question to Sinister, or are we going to keep going? I mean, that's up to y'all. I guess not. Okay, we're going to keep moving along. So, 2-on-1 handicap match with the Amazing Velvet and my partner, my choice.
Wow.
Like I said, you might catch a beatdown, and you might not. But I'm leaning more to a beatdown. Because, like I said, I know how you operate. And I watched you on this past show. And you made a mistake stepping towards me. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But what you fail to realize is you may have been where you've been and done what you've done, but you haven't done what I've done, and you haven't been where I've been. And I don't think that you have the, how do I put this nicely? Because you're mad, you're not thinking clearly, so you're taking the easy way out. You know, you're using brass knuckles, you're crying, you're whining, you know, go in there and take care of business. That's all you got to do, is take care of business. But see, you want to blame everybody else for your downfall. You can't blame anybody else for your downfall. You're the one that caused it. So you think you need to do what you need to do. Well, yeah. You in the ring, aren't you? You blaming everybody else. If you'd have handled your business, nobody else could get involved.
So you telling me...
Greg?
No. Well, it is. You telling me that I'm the reason why a referee had to sneeze and he couldn't do a three count? You telling me when me and you faced off the last, I'm the reason why somebody came and shot blocked my leg, whoever that was, I don't know. And you telling me that the powers that be got a beef with me because they don't like my style. I just don't
agree
with that.
All right. If they don't like your style, you still need to handle your own business. That's all I'm saying. So, because I'm going to handle my business. And right now, you're my business. And it's going to be handled. Don't worry about that. So, so we're looking at what? October 30th?
The 30th,
the day before Halloween. How fitting. Fitting. Velvet. Sinister. Mystery Partner. Man, this sounds great. You couldn't ask for anything better. You know, the day before Halloween, really? Man, I can't wait for this. This is going to be awesome. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
But you forgot one thing. You see, the key word is Halloween. Okay? Where was Sinister originated and first born? Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mm. What's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana that a lot of people don't too much mess with? Well, let's see. We got the festivals, we got the hoodoo, we got the hoodoo. And usually every Halloween, they always cast out love tricks, spells, rituals, and, you know, the whole thing, and all the false stuff you see in the movies. But what people don't seem to realize is Halloween, a lot of the people from Baton Rouge was born either on or the day before Halloween. And everything goes in their favor, no matter what it is. That's why I said you may need somebody, because the day before Halloween, really Halloween Eve, which is Sinister's Day, you don't know what to expect. You know, I may come along. Yeah. You don't know that person that you bring. They might act like your friends, but on the other side, they could be a snake in the grass.
Yeah, we'll have to find out, won't we?
Yeah.
Actually, guys, I think I got a name for the match for that, since it's the eve of All Hallows' Eve and taken with Velvet's persona. Would it be Tricks or Treat?
I love it.
It's better than crawfish casserole, that's for sure.
Oh.
Crawfish casserole.
That's great. Well, you know, you're very true with that, but unfortunately, we're going to be in Augusta, Georgia, that cesspool of inbred people who didn't, 10 of them don't have two nickels to rub together. So you're not going to be in Louisiana. So I'm sorry, you're going to be around all that. Maybe that's why you're mad. Because that's what you're dealing with. You know? If you'd have come to South Carolina like I asked you to and quit playing with them in Augusta, maybe you'd be a bigger star. star. Maybe you wouldn't have to worry about a Johnny Swinger. But now you playing with them rednecks and have to worry about Johnny Swinger, and now you got to worry about me.
So you think I'm crazy enough to come to South Carolina, to your house, and try to take whatever title you got, or whatever it is that you got over there? You think I'm crazy enough to fall for that trick?
Are you?
No. See, I'm much smarter than that, because I know about all that artillery you have over there, like Big Game James, L.A. Tank, all the mid shots. I know about all your little protection that you got over there. So, no. If I do come, you better believe I'm coming with a plan.
Well, you know, you might want to get that plan together, because if not, we're going to march to Augusta, and we're going to take it to you, sir. How's that?
Be careful what
you ask. And it might happen on October 30th. Because, see, I don't have snake in the grass. I don't bring that kind. I don't deal with that, because I deal with it and I get rid of it. You know why? Because money talks and BS walks.
Money talks, huh?
So, of course money talks. Obviously, the money that you had for lawyers has not helped you any with a bunch of rednecks. But if you had my lawyers and my means of if you had any of my means to have that stuff, maybe you wouldn't be in the little confines of Augusta and worried about some Johnny Swinger and worried about these rednecks and Mike Ellison and his daughter and this one and that one. You wouldn't be down there sweating. You'd be making money, but right now you're not making. They don't got two nickels to rub together between 10 of them, like I said earlier.
And that's why I'm using those brass knuckles to punch my way to a bigger paycheck. Now you pointed out something that I've been trying to tell everybody for the longest. As far as those friends of yours, oh yeah, you got money. I'll give you that. But one thing you didn't understand is, what is a man's weakness? Weakness he has more than money. Women. I don't care if it's Big Game James, L.A. Tank, or whoever you got, a woman is always stronger than that dollar bill, baby. Believe that.
Don't
underestimate that. So I told you I got all kind of tricks up my sleeve.
Okay. All right. Well, we gonna see. So, Todd, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking if he said a woman, I'm saying don't pick Susan Green for your partner.
Mm. Yeah, because he's scared of her. He's scared of Susan.
I heard it differently. I'm just saying I heard it differently.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of a sticky situation because of being what he's doing, and she's on the other side of the track from him right now. So I don't know if she even knows what happened on this last show and what he did. She'd probably be like, you know what? Don't pull that with me. So she probably wouldn't like what he did at the show using brass knuckles.
Okay, let me do something, because I've got to hear the story twice now, two different shows in a row. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to ask Sinister to correct me if I'm wrong here. The Sinister, you're not the one that brought the brass knuckles into the ring, am I correct?
Correct, sir.
They were used on you first, am I correct?
That's right. Correct.
All right, so in this case, he did maximum utilization of available resources. He did a quid pro quo, if you will.
Oh, boy.
Now, mind you, when you went to the ref, that was a different level, so it's not a complete. You look, you're not getting out of here without saying a few Hail Marys, as far as the confession goes, if you will. That went the other side, but I had no problem if the opponent brought this into the ring to use it against you, and you.
But he did.
Took advantage
he brought
of that.
He brought them. He introduced
no,
them.
No, no, no.
And
the opponent dropped them
and
the
he
ring.
Got hit with them. No, he brought.
How did I bring Brad?
He's not telling you the truth. He brought them.
Okay, I got to hear this. Now, how you figure I brought Brad Snuggles in the ring?
Dude, you said you had to do what you had to do last week. You said it again this week. So, how did you get
him? He said he got hit by him first, as far as I remember on the story. And then he took him, and that's... Now, mind you, again, I think Sinister went kind of rogue when he went after the ref, just to be honest. But as far as I understand, the opponent brought him into the ring and used him on Sinister first.
Exactly. And that's what happened. Not to mention that I've been getting screwed by referees left and right every match.
Oh, Lord. The referee. They're blind. They can't count to three. Oh, my God.
You need to start hiring officials without allergy problems. That might be it.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Oh, good Lord.
That's funny.
It is funny. I tell you what. I will even let you bring your own referee for this match.
Bring my own.
I like that, Velvet.
No, you get somebody that you trust to call the match. I'm not saying use their referees. You get one. You go find one that you can trust that will call it down the middle. How's that?
That's the point.
Or special guest referee of your choice.
Well, that's the problem right there. First of all, Sinister don't trust nobody. He don't have no friends. Because when I did have friends,
so
what did they do? They stabbed me in the back.
Because you don't treat them worth the crap. That's why nobody likes you.
I've helped these guys got titles. I went to the office, spoke up for these guys to get bigger paychecks. And what did I get in return? My paycheck got cut. I didn't get no more limo rides. They got on the private jet. I had to go get a rental car and drive to the next town. And how did
I get that? Now you sound like Big E.
Go ahead. And what do I do? And while they sitting around going to these fancy restaurants with their little wifey eating steak and lobster and shrimp, what do I get to eat? A can of Spam and a pack of ramen noodles. And you think
that's
I'm going to be talking with that?
That's your fault. Here again, it's always somebody else with you. You have blamed everybody in the country just about for your problems in the ring and out of the ring. And getting other people money, and you're losing money. Come on, man. Take care of business. TCB, baby. Come on.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm taking care of business because I start being a nice guy and ended up being the wise guy. That's why I'm taking care of business. And ever since I've been doing that, I've been getting a bigger paycheck. I've been getting title shots. Even if I have to take a title shot, I still get it. Why? Because that's what I do best. All this buddy, be the hero, be the friendly guy, kiss the babies, you know, wave to the people in the crowd. That's a bunch of bull crap. Their fans don't care about you. They never have, never will. They'll turn on you quicker than a rattlesnake will bite you in the foot. And you telling me that I'm the problem? No, they're the problem. They're the ones that
always
stab
somebody
me in the
else.
Oh, yeah. Always. That's why I look out for number one, me. nobody but me. As soon as I bring that referee in the ring, knowing you with your little money, you're going to turn it. Like I told you, I'm always one step ahead.
That's why I'm going to give you the opportunity to pick a referee, to find somebody that you choose. They can be a special guest referee. You do it. I'm giving you that opportunity to have that luxury in this match.
Keyword special. Special referee, yeah.
Yeah, they're all special. Especially in Georgia and Augusta. They can't see. They can't hear. They can't count. They can't rub two nickels together. They can't start a car.
Yeah, why do you think I'll be busting them in the chops? That's why I jumped in the freeze.
Well, maybe you should find somebody you've known for quite a while. Maybe Darkness, maybe Kurgan, maybe Cowboy James Hunter. There's a whole list of guys that are in that area that you've known for quite a long time. That.
And he just
may
said
be able to do
they
it.
All can't count. In that area.
I'm trying to help him out.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Bill.
Yes, but I was only trying to help him out, man. That's all I was doing. Okay? You know, maybe, just maybe one of them could have counted three. I don't know, dude. That's still up in the air. It's Augusta. Okay. Hey, what about the old Zebra kid? Why don't you find him and get him to come? He don't like me.
Oh, of course he don't, after what you did to him. No, why would he like you?
Right, so maybe you should hunt him down. He can be the special guest referee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only problem is he can't see that well neither.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to be nice, and I'm trying to help you. Otherwise, you're going to have the same old, reffing the match, and I don't want to hear it when you lose and you blame everybody in the state of Georgia, okay? And there won't be a recount either.
Okay, I'll take your advice there. Maybe I should look for somebody, a special guest referee, because if it was left up to you, it would probably be the shoeshine boy down at Charlie's Fish Market.
Probably. He's a good dude. I gave him a quarter last time I was down there.
Yeah, I bet
a
you
quarter.
Did. You cheapskate.
That was my idea.
I know how to keep money. Okay,
nice.
I know how to keep money and not spend money like you.
Spend money? I don't even get paid enough to spend anything.
Well, that's not my fear again. I tell you what. Here's what I'll do for you. I'll even go one further. Another step. I will help you earn more money. Okay? But it's only going to be one way. If you defeat me and my partner for 1 year, I will manage you and take care of your affairs and do your bidding for you and make sure that you don't get robbed, hose bag, or whatever you want to call it, okay? And I will handle your affairs. So all you got to do is get in that ring and do what you do best. But if we win, you're coming to South Carolina, and you're going to carry my bags.
What?
Which bag is that, Velvet?
Hey, the one with all the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Carry your bag.
You're going to carry that bag. You go, listen, I did not stutter, and I'm not a redneck from Augusta. I'm telling you, if you win, I will handle your affairs. I will manage your affairs. I will manage you. You will take care of business, and you will make money, and you will be on top, and you'll win titles. But if you lose, you're coming to South Carolina, and anywhere I'm booked and I go, you're going to carry my bags.
Oh, goodness, with those options. Goodness gracious.
You know, as much as I don't trust you, that do sound like a tempting deal. So I take you up on that.
Okay, good. Now, all you got to do is get somebody to count the three.
Yeah, how's somebody that don't have allergy problems.
Well, that's why I'm giving it that. Listen, you got a whole month to comb all of Georgia to find somebody who can count to three, unless you know somebody in another state that can count to three.
If their name is at you, forget it.
That's right. I'm banking on it. Hey, you never know. I'm giving you all the options. The favor's in your corner at this point. You get to hire the referee. If you win, I manage you and take care of your affairs and make sure that you get your money and your title shot and all of that for wherever you go, wherever you get booked. If you lose, you carry my bags for a year. That's just simple.
Yeah, okay. I'll make that deal on
right.
One conception. If I
all
win,
right.
Not only do you do my business, but I want my grass cut. I want bed and breakfast. I want dinner with care.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Listen, I go one even better. I will do all that, but I get to dress the way I want to dress.
No, sir. No. You dress like a butler. Dress like a butler.
I get to be the cabana boy and cut the grass off my speedo.
No, we ain't going that far. But since you mentioned that, a lot of those women in that stable that you have, I get them one woman of my choosing for a whole year.
Whoa, dude. You know what? I don't speak for the women, but I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet. I will take that bet every day of the week, dude.
Because guess what?
When you got that woman for a year, don't come crying to me when you can't handle that. I'm like, no, you got her for the whole year, brother. You get that woman.
Exactly. Matter of fact, yeah, just make it interesting. So if I win, not only do you do my business and take care of my contracts and sign it and make sure I get championship match. But I also get a mistress, and you as a butler and a yard boy. So that'll work out.
Ooh, okay. Yard boy. I like where this is going.
Nah, yard boy. So you can't grab. Not that type of yard boy.
Yeah. I hope the neighbors see me cutting the grass. Hope your neighbor's cute.
Well, you can have the neighbors. But still.
All right, it's on. Y'all heard it. It's on. It's on like neck bone, sucker. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So we got all that ironed out. So the only thing left to do is what? Find that dotted line and make it official. So you can either call the promoter and his goons, or I can, and we can officially make this happen.
Oh,
they're
waiting on you.
Oh, they're waiting on me? Good. Okay.
Yeah, I've already signed.
Oh, you already signed yours. Okay. That sounds good. I will contact my partner and make sure that person signs the contract as well. There you go.
Yeah, because this deal sounds just way too sweet right here. Way too sweet.
Yeah, okay.
I get all this all these services, and I get a woman of my choosing. Oh, and speaking of that, I want the top of the line. Don't give me that spoiled milk, send it back. Give me the cream of the crop.
Okay, I'll call Miss Atlanta Lively tonight.
Miss Atlanta Lively.
That was Ronnie Garvin in drag. I'll call him tonight.
Don't think so. No. No, 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 this is
oh, come on. No, he's got the hands of stone, baby. Knock you right out. Take your money.
Oh, no, no. This has to be biological, born, straight from the womb, female.
Okay, I'll get you Judy Martin.
No.
I can call RuPaul. Got her on speed.
I bet you would. Yeah, I bet you would. No. I get to choose this time.
Okay.
You
better make a very short list.
All I want you to do is just sign that contract. That's what they're waiting on right now.
That is not a problem, sir. You think that I'm not going to do that. You're very mistaken. I am going to do that. I am going to be there. And I'm going to watch you cry at the end of that match when you're sneezing, head cold, guy can't count to three, but he can see you tap.
Okay. Everybody hear that that's listening to this podcast, right? Now, you heard what you just said.
This is going to be interesting. Actually, I was kind of thinking, you know, Sinister, I have no doubt that Velvet will send you the top of his list, the cream of his crop, as far as his available females. I was just thinking, you got to realize where that bar is set coming from Velvet.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's why I said I get the pick. I don't trust him at all.
Okay, you get the pick. Okay. I'll send you some headshots.
No.
What do you mean by that, Velvet?
he'll just get to see the headshot.
No.
Oh, come on. Play along.
No.
Being a little stick in the mud, crying. Oh, it's somebody else's fault.
No, I would be the whole night. And if I'll be careful if I were you, because you know what they say, never make a deal with the devil. Never make a deal.
I drive the bus to hell and back every week. I come back from those North Holes every week. Drop them off, come back and pick them up. Come on. You got to come stronger than that. I've already made the deal with the devil.
Okay. All I'm saying is when I win, I'm coming to collect.
When I win, I'm coming to collect. And I'm going to have you carrying bags.
We'll see.
You listen, and if you drop any of my bags, I will dock your pay.
What's those bags, Velvet?
Don't worry. There's some toys, some whips.
His eye bags.
Some chaps. What'd you say, Steve?
See, but the chaps aren't real heavy because they're not complete. They don't have a backside.
Correct.
Okay.
So there's no tea in those bags, right?
Right. There's no tea in those
okay.
bags.
So,
we do. We don't do that. That's the after party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I made sure to put them in bags on another airplane.
Listen, I'm going to bring a film crew for this, and this is going to be epic. We're not going to miss any footage of this. I want to make sure that beyond the shadow of a doubt, when you lose, it's documented, it's on video, and you start immediately. So as soon as you get out of the ring, you coming to get my bag.
Okay. We'll see. The only bag I'm going to get is the ones under your eyes when I crack you in the head with these brass knuckles.
All right, Steve Logan, are you still there?
Yeah.
It will be in Augusta, Georgia, but go ahead. Ask whatever else you need to ask.
Oh, when is this too? Was another question I had.
Go. What do you got? What did you say? I missed it.
I was asking you, when is this event, this match going to take place?
October 30th, the day before Halloween.
Okay.
In Augusta, Georgia.
And question for Sinister, what guard do you like to use when on, you know, on the bottom for jiu-jitsu? And do you prefer playing guard or getting mount or side control?
Well, I like to play guard most of all. And I mostly like to have guard because they allow me to maneuver more and create more escapes. That way it's easy for me to get to somebody's back. And okay. Jiu-jitsu case, that means back. Not in Dave's case, the other type of back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Yeah, thanks. Cause
just remember that.
I definitely need to see if I can work on half next time I come in. And Spider Guard was messing me up on these open mats, but luckily I just know just to lower my frame and avoid that. But yeah, thanks for that. I had to ask while you're on.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's always good. You can always ask him stuff with that. That's not a problem. But because he here's another thing, everybody on here, Sinister forgets, and it hasn't sunk into his brain yet that he's gonna be in the ring with me, and I'm going to have a most spectacular outfit. And you know what? He has to grab me. He has to come at me. It's not, I'm going to be enjoying every bit of that because, see, in order for him to win, he's got to strike me, grab me, pin me, all those things. And he's in here. Oh, he's going to take care. Don't worry. You said you don't want to be in the ring with me. You don't want to be near me. Listen, I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to make you the most uncomfortable person in that match.
If I didn't know better, I would swear, Velvet, you said just don't threaten you with a good time.
And that's exactly what I just said. Don't threaten me with a good time. Ask Deion Johnson and Black Angel.
Oh,
they didn't
want to
be in the ring with us. They didn't want to be in the ring with me and Feathers. They did. They had to, but they didn't want to.
Well, see, that was the mistake they made. If I knew I was going to be in the ring with you two Rosebuds, I'd have brought me some extra weapons. Ain't no way in the world you guys going to lay a hand on me and hold me down and have fun. That's not the sentence in the way.
Oh, that's going to happen. Don't worry. You just don't realize it yet.
All right.
You're underestimating the brain of the Amazing Velvet. That's all I'm going to tell you right there.
Oh, Lord, look out now.
Yeah, I was thinking brains and libido.
Yeah, no kid. I'll come out to the best song ever. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go from Wham. How's that? I'll do that for you. Little George Michael.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to wake you up because I'm telling you, I'm gonna crack your head with your grass nuts.
See, but
Wham.
You are six foot what? 3 and 280,
yeah.
And you need to use brass knuckles on a guy who's 5'3" and 185 pounds. Makes no sense. You outweigh me by a complete 100 pounds. Makes no sense. You're a whole foot taller than me. Makes no sense. Come on, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. You have to use those tricks because you can't make it in the ring without him. If you could wrestle, that'd be one thing. But obviously you cannot. That's what you're telling me. So you're helping me do my homework right now. So in other words, you can't wrestle. You have to have weapons. You have to have brass knuckles. You have to have all these things. So that means you can't work. You can't wrestle. You can't do catcher's catch can. You can't do none of those things because you have to hit me with brass knuckles. All right, bring them. Bring everything you need.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. I can wrestle.
Bring everything you got. Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, believe me, I can do it.
I haven't
like
seen
I said.
It. I didn't see it in the match this past show because you were too busy trying to hit people with stuff. I didn't see any wrestling.
Well, why not? You think about it. Mike Tyson would go into the ring and finish guys off in the first round. Why? Because what would it be to go drag this thing out and say, okay, I was going to hit him, he going to hit me, we're going to beat each other to a pulp. Instead, if I could just take care of this guy in one round and walk home with a title, why not do it? That's my philosophy.
That's see, it. That's why you want to get all your stuff in the match.
he don't have to get nothing in because he can't do nothing.
Oh, don't worry. I can do something. See, this is the reason why I want to finish you off quick.
Cry, whine.
I'm not going to drag this.
There's always somebody else's fault.
Too much with them high spots.
No. I'm not saying nobody's fault. I'm just going to end this real quick because I know you. The longer the match go, the more fun you get.
Oh,
you
know,
just,
yeah.
That's
right,
bro. Right. No Ronas or Topes or dives over the
man.
Second.
No hurt. None of that stuff. Oh, no planches. No suicidos. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Oh, that sucks.
Now,
wow.
No. Yeah, I know you. I know you just like I know Tommy Feathers. The longer the match go, you guys get a little pissed up with all this. Pitching on the butt, kissing on the cheek, doing all the I want you sweet, sweet stuff. This time I'm gonna take the sugar out your series. I'm gonna make sugar.
Hey, listen, Sinister's gonna make velvet straight, y'all. Hey,
all that stuff they learned at the club, you'll be doing that.
Hey, all right. Many have tried. And many have failed, and you're just like the rest of them. They've all failed. I'm still here, and I'm still sweet. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, they failed because they tried to wrestle you in a marathon. No, not me. I'm making this one round to the quitter, and that's going
to
be
Yeah, because you got to cheat. Because you have to cheat to win. You have to use weapons. I will bring zero weapons. And you
That's
will
right.
Lose.
You hear that, Sandman? You have to use weapons.
That's all right. Bring them, because they're going to be useless for you once I grab you.
So basically, you just saying you're going to grab me, huh? And that's going to freak me out.
Of course,
that's like
freak you out.
So that's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Are
Pretty
you
much.
Serious?
Pretty much.
All right.
Anybody else have a question? We only got a few minutes left. We got about 6 minutes left. So anybody? Anybody? Speak now. Jump up and down. Steve, you got one?
Oh, Velvet, are you going to bring any brass knuckles?
What's that?
So are you bringing any brass knucks to that
I'm
match?
Bringing absolutely zero, zero, zero weapons with me. I don't need them. He does. He's 6'3", 280 pounds. He's a monster. He's a jiu-jitsu guy. He's MMA, but yet he needs brass knuckles. He needs a kendo stick. He needs a chair. He needs the steps. He needs everything in order to beat somebody because he can't do it inside those ropes without it.
Oh, I can do it. Trust me.
You can't do it because you've proven time and time again that you cannot. Because you have to use those tactics. You cannot. Bottom line, you cannot.
And this coming from a guy that brings strawberry and cream to the ring.
Hey. Gotta smell fresh, baby.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Yeah, that Bath and Body Works.
Hey, got that happening, baby. Look here. Fruity Tooty, fresh and fruity, baby.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's why I'm bringing the bread.
That's the International House of Pancakes, buddy. Come on.
I know, right? Well, he don't know nothing about that because he's going to be too busy picking them brass knuckles up. Anyway, all right. So we know this is happening. October 30th, the Fairgrounds in Augusta, Georgia, 308 Hale Street, 30901 is the zip code, in Augusta, Georgia. That is 308 Hale Street, 30901, Augusta, Georgia, October 30th at the Fairgrounds in Augusta, Georgia. We'll give you the time. If we got a month until that happens. We'll make sure you have the time. Senator, thank you for being on. Always a pleasure to go back and forth with you. But unfortunately, on the 30th, it's going to be the end of you. You'll be carrying bags. So what do you got left to say, sir, real quick?
Before we go, I said special prayers and condolences out to a wrestling fan that always came to the independent shows, Corbin Hill. We lost him a week ago to the COVID, and I just asked for prayers and condolences to his family. And the funeral will be on the 2nd. If anybody want to come down, it'll be in North Augusta at Victory Baptist Church.
All right, awesome. Victory. All right, that's North Augusta, the Victory Baptist Church.
Yes.
Okay.
What time is that funeral?
I think it's 11 in the morning, 11 o'clock.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Give everybody all the information.
Todd, we thank you for coming. Any last words?
Yeah. Hey, just stay smart, people. Take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and be safe out there. Big hugs all.
All right. Steve, any last words?
Just thanks for having me on. Hope to see any video that comes out of that October 30th match. And, look forward to next week.
All right, cool. Papa Stro, what's your week shaping up to be? Hit us with all your stuff for this week.
Well, first off, great show tonight, guys. Sinister, always a pleasure, brother. Great to be here. Tuesday night in the room, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com. Thursday night, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also on VSNation.com. Friday night, the Stro Zone, the Horror Sci-Fi Show, my Facebook, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And just a word that the upcoming film I'm in, The Devil's Daughter, the trailer is out now. Just go to facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughter
awesome.
To check it out. And the premiere will be October 30th in Lenore,
ooh, nice.
North Carolina, at the Golden Ticket Cinema's Twin Theater in Lenore, Carolina. And then the next day, it will be out on their Facebook to check
nice.
Out View and YouTube. So
awesome.
Exciting
yay.
Time.
Yes, woo-hoo. Absolutely. Check that out, y'all. Papa Stro in a movie. We got to see it. We got to make it happen.
Thank you.
Dr. John, always a pleasure being on the show, doing this show, and bringing what the people want to hear. Is Velvet taking out Sinister? We already know. Thank you, Sinister. One last thing, brother. One last thing. No, you're always good. You're always fun to be around, but unfortunately on the 30th, all the fun and games go out the window. So, Dr. John, are we good?
We're good.
Done? Are we taking
home?
It home? Are we taking it home, baby?
10 seconds.
All right.
Pro Wrestling Interviews.
Let's
we'll
go.
See you next week, 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, WLS AM and FM, new format, rock and roll and beach music. So join the freaking Deacon in the afternoon.
All right.
We'll see everybody next week. Take care. Love everybody. Goodbye.
Love y'all. All right.
Okay. Love y'all.